Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by AJ Hafley postgame as Dr. Dubs deemed it appropriate for Jonas Johansson to pitch a shutout against the Anaheim Ducks. John Gibson just got out goalied, and the bar is vibing.
The bar is vibing.
Yo, that was the Rough Rider anthem.
Yep. R.I.P. DMX.
It is really popping out here.
What was that, 2018 when that was the Avs win song? I forget when it was. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So somewhere John Vogel is being asked his opinion on goaltenders. And somebody is telling him to shut the fuck up because he doesn't know what's up.
In my 19 years of covering hockey, the Buffalo Sabres are the worst hockey team I've ever seen. It's not the goaltending. That's all I'm saying. Look, this was not a fun hockey game. There was very little entertainment value in this hockey game.
There is. The biggest thing is, man, is the biggest thing is that we all survived.
True.
we're all still here.
Still alive after all of that mess.
Brecton, we are doing the gaming pod on Sunday about Godzilla.
So there you go.
So we'll save that for a more appropriate show.
Yep. Definitely tune in for AJ's thoughts on that show. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Tonight was not Godzilla versus Kong. Tonight was like two drunk people fighting in a back alley and mostly missing.
Do you remember a couple of years ago the video of that guy on 16th Street Mall that was chasing people around with the PVC pipe and just like wildly swinging at people and missing?
Yep.
That's what tonight looked like, but in a hockey game form.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, I would say, for the most part. Look, credit to John Gibson. He played pretty darn well on the few opportunities that the Avs actually had quality on. He mostly stopped them, except for one Val Nichushkin goal.
Yeah.
That's the difference in the hockey game.
Yep. Great play by Ryan Graves. Great play by Tyson Jones.
Yep. Great play and, all the way around.
Yeah. And then John Gibson was good. Jonas Johansson was good. Nichushkin with a great shot. Gibson got a piece of it because he was pretty locked in. I mean, what do you say, man? It was an incredibly boring game. It was really low event.
Yep. There was just so very little to this game. Look, Johansson played great. The Avs defense was solid enough.
The Ducks suck.
They are not a good hockey team, man. They just aren't.
What happened in St. Louis tonight was utter hilarity.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on the exact opposite spectrum of this hockey game, St. Louis beats Minnesota 9-1.
Yeah. Oops. Vegas also had a crazy game go on tonight, too. They were up 5-0, and that game finished 7-4. So things have been watching those happen while this Avs game was going on at the same time was just torture, man.
Yeah. My memes per 60 probably went up quite a bit.
Oh my god, so many memes, dude. I was like, you could tell it's a boring game. Because yeah, Rudo has all game to sit here and make memes.
Yeah. I did not like the meme that was made with my name.
Why not? What's not to like? Yeah.
Because I just wasn't excited for the post game then.
It was complimentary. What's your problem? Everybody loves you. How could you ever be upset about anything?
Excuse me. It made me worried that I was going to really have to rein everything in tonight when I am taking a winner's shot.
How is it? How are you gonna have to rein us in? We're barely awake.
Yeah, there's not but
combined with an 8 p.m. start, the most boring game known to mankind just took place. I get that where you are is all kinds of crazy lit, but they're not on the show.
Okay, well that's where I'm coming from. So I just gotta say, I'm gonna take this. Cheers to you, Rudo. You have a drink as well.
I don't know what that means. Allie has the perfect face for memes. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that what?
I don't like that either.
All right.
It's way better than the Rakia.
Way better.
Oh, it's just mouthwash.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, I agree.
So I feel like I need some mouthwash after this hockey game a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, I just need some brain bleach. Everything that's good and wonderful about hockey was not on display tonight.
Did not exist in this hockey game.
This was everything that was the 2000 New Jersey Devils against Minnesota Wild.
Oh, my God.
Can I quickly address this? The bar ran out of winner shots, so yes.
Yo, it I wasn't going to say anything, but
yeah.
Where ketchup and ranch and barbecue sauce goes in, but that's just what the bar had tonight. I'm not drinking. I had to address it. That's where we're at the bar with a Nuggets win and an Avs win.
Look, we don't kink shame and we don't drink shame, okay?
That's Amen, just
things
brother.
we don't do on this podcast.
Sometimes after a game like that, you just need a shot of ranch, okay?
We are not turning into the ranch drinking dorks that call themselves Rockies fans, okay?
All right. What did you actually think of Jonas Johansson's performance tonight? Obviously, shutout's great, played great, made 28 saves.
He got really, really lucky that Max Jones missed the net on the shot that he never saw.
Yep.
Other than that, he was dope.
I think he played very well. I think he also – he played to his strengths. Let me put it that way.
He
sat large down on the ice. Being and he let pucks hit him. Yeah.
And pucks hit him a bunch. So. Yep.
So
it is what it is.
Yep. That's can't ask for anything more out of him.
I won't ever attempt to recreate it, but there was a time and there was a witness that I did the greatest Abraham Lincoln freestyle rap in history.
Okay. I believe you.
I'm just saying.
Beyond that point, is this more proof that the Avs can win in any way imaginable?
Yeah.
This year? They seemingly keep finding new ways to win.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but long before Lin-Manuel Miranda had Hamilton, I was rapping about Lincoln, so
okay.
And I have witness, so
a singular?
Yes, a witness. There was only one person. There was only one person, but that person's still alive, and I could probably get a hold of them.
All right.
Real talk, though. This was great. Like, this is this is more evidence that they can win any kind of style of game. Because if you look through the first two periods and you look at shot share and you look at attempts, all that stuff, right? You see that the Avs were just playing like shit against a not very good team.
Yep.
And it was funny because the Ducks broadcast, which, P.S., I hate to do this. That is the worst broadcast I've ever seen. It is the worst broadcast. It is the worst for a professional team. There are junior teams, and Rudo can attest to this, there are junior teams with some broadcast ability that is like legit. Yep. They invest in it and they are super solid. But the Ducks, everything about that broadcast tonight, somebody should go back and rewatch that and just take notes and send it to them. And all of those dudes should be embarrassed. It was an embarrassing broadcast. From the part where they said that the Avs needed to go out and they needed to get somebody who was gritty because Nathan MacKinnon was leading the Avs in penalty minutes because he was having to take care of his own battles too often.
What
are you talking about? From that to the part where the criticism of Jonas Johansson for quote unquote being too big and not having any respect for how he played goaltender because he sits on the ice and just puts his pads there and he just takes up space and there's quote unquote no skill in it. We just watched an NHL goaltender no skill his way to a shutout. Like,
that's like,
it was
online PvP game level of like a dude just headshot you and you just said no skill, you're using a noob gun.
I wasn't around when esports started.
Sure you were,
but I definitely imagine that is absolutely what the early days of shoutcasting sounded like. It is the lowest energy broadcast, and there is, I don't know, it's the worst broadcast I've ever seen. I watched it last time, and I dragged them and was like, this just was really low energy and not very good. But tonight, the shit that they said was insane. It was like, insane. So, I don't know, but because the game was tremendously boring, it took up way more of my headspace than it otherwise would have. It was like every time they just kept talking, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is so bad."
Well,
I forgot what I was originally talking about, and I'm sorry. It's so bad.
Only have to play the Ducks once more, do the Avs? So it's almost over. I guess that's a positive to take out of that. We can take our first period break there, as we are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Head on over and use code DNVR right now. They have an amazing deal for new accounts. You can win $100 for betting $1. If you bet on a basketball team and they hit a three-pointer, one three-pointer, you win $100. So, yeah, that's a free $100 in your account. Go on over there, use code DNVR. If basketball's not your thing, they have odds boosts on everything, whether it be hockey, basketball, football. The Masters is going on right now. You name it, you can bet on it at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's awesome. Just go have a bunch of fun over there. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that DNVR code to let them know we sent you over there for that one in $100 promotion. Excuse me. Code DNVR. Limited time only. DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customer only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And we are also brought to you by Chevalier Mortgage. I'm sure you've heard about the great mortgage rates right now, but Mike and Virginia are not your typical mortgage company. They do have the great rates, but Mike is a certified financial planner and looks at so much more than just rate when designing your home loan. So head on over to dnvrmortgage.com, get signed up for a free consultation and your chance to win some free DNVR merch. Again, that's dnvrmortgage.com. Michael Chevalier, NMLS 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. On top of that, be sure to sign up for a DNVR membership. You can join us in the lounge. You can head on down to the DNVR bar and get the member beers. It's popping off right there. Go get your value. Highly recommend you check out the bar once you're comfortable and want to do so. As hopefully that's something that becomes more of a regularity very, very soon. It's a great place to catch any Denver sporting event. Yeah, we also have amazing content from people like AJ and Evan, so get it. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. AJ.
What up, my man?
Have the Ducks just given up on the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, didn't they just ice David Backes on purpose?
They did. It's true. They've made choices. They're in the bottom three of the league. They're done. So,
also, just to back this up again, but the Ducks broadcast started with the Laurier Kadri stuff.
Really?
And it was a huge part of their pregame. And they were
hype
like,
up, yeah. Yeah.
And they were like, it's gonna be the Laurier is gonna be all over Kadri to send a message tonight. And it was like, Nick DeLaurier played 8 minutes and 43 seconds tonight.
My favorite
meme. Message sent, bro.
My favorite meme in the world is the elevator meme. Nazem Kadri, I don't think about you at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, look. This is a game where the job got done. You're happy for Jonas. Enjoy the win. The question is, what do you do on Sunday? I saw some people in chat saying, do you just roll Johansson after the shutout? Give him the next game against the Ducks, too, since they have the bat coming anyway?
I would, yeah.
All right. Easy enough.
Yeah, straight up, because then you put Grubauer in on the second night of your back-to-back. You put him in as the back line behind what you expect to be a tired team on Monday night back in Denver. The afternoon game on Sunday. Yeah, I'd play Johansson again. 100%, man. This just gives you every excuse to do it. Had he given up 5 goals tonight, I would say no. I would say that you play Grubauer on Sunday and whoever they acquire this weekend on Monday. But that didn't happen, so I guess you go with Yo-Yo on Sunday.
All right. Make it happen, JoJo. Should we talk about Patrick Nemeth, or do you want to close out some things on this hockey game?
No, we'll talk about Nemeth. We'll close the show with Nemeth.
All right. That's fine. This hockey game, the Avs iced a defense with a AHL pairing.
Yeah, but by the way, holy smokes, those guys are bad. Like, You're hoping that this Byram thing is like a contact tracing 3 days and he's off the list or whatever, and then he doesn't actually have it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a false positive. Something. You're hoping that this is not serious and that he does not. Because he was right there. He was ready to rock.
Yep.
But, oh my God, that pairing is so bad. Like, Jacob, watching this team without Jacob McDonald is... It's just not a world I want to live in anymore.
He's your endorphin hit?
Yeah, man. I don't need to do hard drugs anymore because I can just fire up a Jacob McDonald shift. And I'm good.
All right. Well,
I gave up caffeine after searching for years and years and years for a substitute for Mountain Dew and energy drinks and all of that because I hate coffee and tea. I just watch Jacob McDonald play now. I just have his shifts on my desktop. I just fire him up in order. I don't need caffeine anymore. That's it. That's what gets me going during the day.
Oh man, that would be crazy.
What do you mean that would be crazy? It's my life now.
I'm imagining like an alarm clock that just like projects McDonald shifts onto your ceiling, like when you wake up.
It's actually the audio from that really famous GIF where he says "F me." That's my alarm clock. It's just Jacob McDonald talking to me.
His mic'd up video where he's like, "That's an effing goal."
Yeah.
That's another goal.
Also him spitting Dandrin effects.
His dog really likes my dog. Okay. Well, good to know that AJ has a total man crush on Jacob McDonald. The more you know.
He's just now my reason to live.
Yeah, okay. Great. Do it for him. You have his like poster up on your wall.
Yeah. The ones that I put up today aren't good enough.
I can't see them. I don't know what they are. But I'll take your word for it. Look, this was not a good game for most of the Avs players.
It was a boring game. It was a slow game. Colorado's top line, while it had like good flashes, numbers,
yeah.
And there were moments. It was not great. Like I looked and I was stunned that Nathan MacKinnon had 6 shots on goal.
Yeah, the Avs had well over 30 shots in this game somehow.
I was stunned after 2 periods that Nathan MacKinnon had 3 shots on goal. Because I was like, dude, I don't think he's recorded one. And nope. He had 6 of them. Somehow Landeskog had 5. What? The only one that I remember is when he fired one wide.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you ask me to name like a specific play from the top line in this game, I don't know that I could.
The only one I remember from Rantanen came on the power play in the first period where Gibson made a great pad save.
Yep.
That was it.
That and Rantanen got the easiest empty netter in the universe. And that,
oh my God.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. You know, I thought played really well with Ryan Graves.
Yes.
Agreed. That guy looked in a slow, boring, grinded out game. That guy looked like he was at home. That he was like, this is my element, baby. All this up and down the ice shit. This is, oh my God. Cycling pucks and firing away and all this. Oh my God. I don't love this. But you get him into a game like tonight, Ryan Graves looked comfy. That's the kind of game where a team that plays at a slow pace, like a Calgary, if you're listening, like Calgary should be like, yo, look how different this guy looks when we slow it down. And right now, I don't know that there's anybody that wants to play slower than the Flames. So it's like, I mean, not like me dunking on him. It's Daryl Sutter's always done that with his team. I mean, do you remember the Kings when they were winning cups? They were horrific to watch. They were horrific to watch because he was like, slow it down. grind out one or two goals, baby, and don't give them up. And like Ryan Graves looked completely comfortable in that kind of play style tonight. And then you go and you look at the shot share and you look who dominated in shot attempts tonight.
Ryan Graves.
Ryan Graves was on the ice for 19 shots on goal and 5 against. Look at the Von Taves numbers. What the shit just happened?
Okay.
He was plus 23 in Corsi at 5v5. Sam Girard was a negative 8. What?
Let's bring on Evan Rowell because he's somehow still awake. He can help save us from this hell of a hockey game. Give me something to talk about here, Evan.
Av's probably going to get vaccinated next week. So
nice.
There you go. I don't know. They would have gotten vaccinated this week, but they're on the road, it sounded like. So I think that's good news. Beyond that, Bender's pretty excited to get Nemeth back.
Oh, dude, I bet that guy's so excited.
Yeah, he said they need some experience on the defense and that they need somebody who can eat these defensive zone starts and penalty killing minutes so that they can give Taves, Girard, Makar a little bit of a rest here.
Yeah. We haven't talked about that trade, but we'll get to it here in a few minutes.
And
we
then Johansson, I thought it was interesting because I wanted, you know, has he had really time to change anything? And he said he really hasn't changed much, just that they want him to play further out in the crease because he's big, they don't want him sitting back. They want him playing further out, and that's something that he's trying to adjust to. So, yeah, that was about it.
All right. So you brought in Nemeth to expand your PK minutes. If you're looking to expand your PP minutes, head on over to manscaped.com.
Oh.
Use code DNVR20. No, it's just DNVR. Excuse me. Use code DNVR to get 20% off your order at DraftKings Sportsbook and free shipping. Get the perfect package 3.0. Get you looking nice and fine. You got to get in line. Got to get like the Avalanche male models. You know the drapes match the curtains on all of the Avalanche players. They keep it nice and good looking. So easy enough. Manscaped.com. Code DNVR. Jump on it. Get over there today. We're also brought to you by Gabby Insurance. That's GABI.com/DNVR, where the average person saves $961 on their home and auto insurance. Check them out today. They just want to get you the best insurance rates possible. You can search for completely free with them and save yourself a boatload of money. Highly recommend you check it out, as a bunch of us here at DNVR have saved a bunch. Now, we're also brought to you by another sport, the Colorado XOs, the new rugby team in town. They're currently 3-1. So far their experiment of bringing in players from other backgrounds like football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, and soccer has worked quite well. They've brought in even some pros from some of these other sports that have played at the highest level, and their goal is to see how far they can go by turning these players into a rugby team. Yeah, it's working great right now. They're going off. They're gonna do the thing. I don't understand how the rugby league actually works. I just think it's a crazy awesome sport that I love to watch. And like, all right, so with rugby, you know that feeling like when you first started watching sports when you were very young and you like didn't really have any idea what was going on, but it was all super dope? That's kind of like what rugby is to me. And I don't want to learn because I just want it to be that cool forever. I just want to watch people do awesome stuff and not really know what's going on.
I want to know the basics so I don't feel lost, but I also don't mind being like the really enthusiastic guy that describes things in funny ways that make the diehards laugh. Where they're just excited that somebody's like amped about it. I'm good with being that guy, but I don't want to be like, you know, I don't need to get too into it.
Fair enough. In any case, check out the Colorado XOs. They play at Infinity Park in Glendale. You can go to infinityparkatglendale.com to get more of their info. And of course, check out Colton Strickler, the DNVR rugby Beat. Follow them on Twitter. Check out their podcast. All that amazing stuff as part of the DNVR fam. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Evan, Ed, did you have anything particular to add about this hockey game before we close it up, other than it was just awful?
No, I have not. All these teams are so bad. This division sucks. I'm sick of watching all these stupid teams.
All right.
That's my thoughts, I guess.
Only another month and two playoff rounds.
Yeah. But at least in the playoffs, you're playing like the better teams. You're not going to see the Anaheims anymore. I'm over this team.
That's what I called this podcast on Twitter leading up to it, is this is really just a playoff waiting room, right? Like, yes, there's still things to be decided between Colorado and Vegas as far as seeding is concerned, but there is no dogfight to make the playoffs for the Avs. A lot of the teams that they're playing that aren't named St. Louis are out of it or going to be out of it very soon. So,
they're back to 8 points up on Minnesota.
Yep. It's a lot. It's a month of a lot of hockey to be played, but the only real impact it's going to have on the Avs is if they're seed one or seed two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. So on that note, we can talk about Patrick Nemeth. Avs acquiring him for a fourth round pick in 2022, because no even round picks allowed in this organization. Look, AJ, I think, talked about it a bunch. Known quantity players. Obviously, Evan, not 8 hours ago, 9 hours ago, called this Patrick Nemeth deal. So
it's funny. I had Zadorov for that 2022 fourth. If I had just switched it there, I would have been right on the money.
It would have nailed it. Yep.
But, yeah.
Close, but no cigar. Yeah. He's a known quantity. He knows the Av systems. This is pretty straightforward, right? I saw someone earlier asked, do you play Jacob McDonald over Patrick Nemeth? No.
No, they're going to play the safe guy.
God, no. No, you don't do that. anybody that thinks Patrick Nemeth is rolling in here and about to play 10 or 12 minutes is lying to themselves.
Yep.
This dude's going to come in and play 18 minutes.
People are like upset about this, but it's like this team doesn't need like another top four defenseman. It's just they need a depth guy. They just need a guy who can eat minutes, which is exactly what he can do. Like, he's not going to play on the top four. I would assume most nights he's not going to play in the top four like he did 3 years ago because the defense was bad back then. So
yeah, like he will be a guy that I think we'll see his partner probably rotate, especially while they wait for Byram to come back.
Mm-hmm. Because right now it's just four. They're riding four dudes. Now they can just toss. Well, that sounds weird, but they got four guys that they're playing heavily. And now they can throw a fifth person in there that they can trust, and you can definitely get by playing just five dudes and the sixth guy being whoever it is.
You heard it here first. Ride five dudes.
yeah, bonk for sure.
Big bonk. Big bonk energy, definitely on that one. And look, I think the key here is Nemeth, as we've already talked about in the show earlier today, a player like Nemeth comes into the team, and all of a sudden, Makar's 24 minutes a night, none of it come on the PK. Sam Girard doesn't have to spend as much time on the PK. Even Devontae's on a night that maybe you're looking to save his legs a little bit. He doesn't have to play every waking moment of the PK.
I think Taves is where you're going to see the big,
yep.
He's playing on the top PK unit. That's where they're going to cut his minutes a little bit. Cause to me, he's looked very tired. Like yep. He has not looked the same.
Agreed.
Well, and there's so much wear and tear that you take on the PK with pucks going, hitting your legs and sticks, and you're down low all the time. You give him you take 90 seconds off of the PK and you put that, you either don't replace that 90 seconds and he's 90 seconds fresher the rest of the game, or you put that 90 seconds towards even strength time and you're getting what out of Devontae's way more of what you want and like.
Yeah, for sure. Puck's going the right direction instead of surviving PKs. Lots of bunk.
Yeah. Well, I see someone said this allows Byram more rest. I mean, I think it sounds like Byram has to do the mandatory rest thing anyway. So, because it was a positive test. So, yeah,
unless they get a false positive result or something.
Yeah. If it's positive, what is it? 2 weeks he's got to just do nothing?
I think it's 7 days minimum based on when you get a negative test. It's really weird, but
yeah.
I honestly don't know anymore because things have been applied differently for different people throughout the whole year.
Yep.
And the emergency loan rules
are nonsense. Yeah, just complete nonsense.
Blew up the need for a taxi squad at all.
Yep.
The taxi squad was going to make for really interesting roster moves, and then it didn't. And
people just have been calling up dudes straight from their AHL anyway.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, emergency loan this guy here and put this guy there and this guy there. And it's just like, okay, whatever. It's whatever's easiest for the teams. There doesn't need to be like a ton of procedural nonsense. So, whatever.
Yeah. What did the Avs had Tynan and Dries on the taxi squad, and they're like, okay, we're signing O'Brien and he's playing. It's like, yep. What does it matter?
They signed Keaton Middleton to an ELC, and oh my God, what a waste of an ELC that was.
Yep.
I mean, he looked awful with the Eagles, and now he's definitely not an NHL player.
Gotta check that dude's birth certificate.
No, you don't think he's seen, what is he? 23?
No, he does not look 23 at all. He looks at least 35.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy brings that Connor Timmins doesn't. I'll put it that way. But
yeah, and I'm not even about to get into this again.
We're not going to get into it. But
the answer is we don't know why they're not playing any of their draft and develop guys over these random scrubbos from other organizations that airdrop in out of nowhere and take NHL ice time away. Why is it happening? I don't know. Because they've decided that that's how they want to roll.
The answer is two words: big, strong. There you go.
Manscaped. Yeah, it is what it is. Not going to focus on it. The Avs need to get Nemeth brings steadiness to the D, right? It's you stop the carousel a little bit.
Yeah. And when, to be honest with you, when McDonald comes back from suspension, like, you're fine with that as your third pairing.
Yeah.
Whichever guy, if like Graves and McDonald, you're totally cool with that. If it's Nemeth and McDonald, then fine. Whatever. Like, whatever it ends up being, it's completely fine.
Nemeth is used to playing with YOLO dudes. He played a lot with Tyson Barry here, so he's used to playing with dudes who you don't know where they are.
He spent 2 years in Detroit, like,
with nobody covering for anything.
Like, oh my God, what is this? Jesus. The only place that was going to pay me? This is insane.
Look. The Nemeth acquisition makes the Avs better. I think that's pretty clear. Is it significantly better? Debatable. But
no, but it fills an obvious need. And for a fourth-round pick, like, we've seen this fourth-round pick thing over and over and over again. It's an expiring contract, blah, 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 blah. They don't need to bring him back in the offseason. Maybe they will. Offseason's problem. They got a little bit better today at a position that they could definitely use.
Yeah.
So YOLO, like, it's not it's completely fine. This is as far as rentals go and like big mistakes. Like, you look at a move like this versus, you remember Edmonton last year paid 2 second round picks for Andreas Athanasiou.
Oops.
Yeah, like, no. This dude will come in and be completely inoffensive. He's still gonna suck with the puck. He's still gonna ice it. He's still gonna have those defenseman tendencies that drive everybody crazy. He's still going to turn it over a little too often. He's not going to be a very good skater. He's just going to kind of be a big pylon at times for guys that get him in transition. That stuff is all still going to happen. It's just, it's not going to happen at 24 minutes a night like it was occasionally his last time that he was here, because there are some legit horses in front of him now.
Could we look at some of these memes?
Yes, please.
I mean, there is some about like everything you guys are talking about now, and I just feel like it's appropriate after I've looked at all of these memes.
I mean, you're producing.
It was a fun night of memes. All right.
Like this is for people listening to the podcast side of things, that's not as fun, but this is the first one that I read that I was like, this is very good.
Yep. So like, I feel like there's multiple layers to this one. Like, I put in my time here because like they end up being a couple, right, in this show.
Yes.
So like,
well, they bang in the warehouse secretly for like two seasons.
Yeah.
They date for like, I think around 5 years without.
Yeah, well, and this is the part of the show where he has eyes elsewhere and they have like a love contract that requires them to sleep together X number of times. And she's super into it and he's like, you creepy midget, stay away from me.
He wanted the contract and she didn't want it, and then he started liking someone else, and then she wanted the contract to have a child.
Okay.
It's not just a freaky midget woman.
He was over it by this point, is what I'm saying. As Avs fans who have watched real defensemen for the last couple of years are like, oh shit, Patrick Nemeth is coming back.
Okay. I like the levels of these. Okay, let's go to another one.
I go deep on my meme game sometimes, all right? You gotta be good.
This one was funny. I like this one.
Guaranteed.
You guys should read these out loud for the podcast.
Alright, so this one is definitely more readable. So it's a ripped dude, and he's like, not ripped dude, is asking him how he got like that, and the ripped guy is like, every time the Wild gets scored on, I do one push-up. How to get ripped in one hockey season. Guaranteed. Easy money.
So good. Alright.
I'm glad you all appreciate my memes, by the way.
I'm trying to mute myself so it's not as loud for you guys. Next one.
Yeah, so this is the monkeys doing a morning show meme. If you know that, you know. If you don't, you don't. But the monkeys are the Avs and the Ducks, and then the fans are the other monkey asking them where the goals are.
I feel like that's a really one weird one to picture as just a podcast.
Yeah. You,
yeah.
Search for like orangutan morning show and it'll make more sense. All right. This one took a while. This one I had to do during an intermission to find all these pictures. But yeah, so it's your crush and their family meme is what it is. And your crush is the goal. And her dad is Gibson, and her brother is Hedman, and her ex is Ovi, and her crush is Miko, and you are Val Nichushkin.
So, I really love you having to like explain these. I think that
this is probably everyone on audio is like, "What the hell's going on right now?"
All right, if you don't know the meme template, I don't know how to effectively explain it to you.
Exactly. Someone in the comments saying, "Explaining memes out loud, ladies and gentlemen, DNVRSP."
The video, y'all can just see it for yourselves. All right, so you're fine.
All right, this is the last one. I don't know how you're going to.
So we all know what happens when the glass breaks at the Honda Center, right? And I had like, you have no fear as a hockey fan when the Avs play the Ducks because the Ducks are terrible. And then you remember the glass breaking incident and you have one fear as a hockey fan. And that's it. Because the one positive thing about this game is that it went by pretty quickly. There were not very many whistles, and it just got. So my big fear was
really.
Yep.
Tell us. Yeah.
What?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, your audio cut out pretty bad.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just me. I was like, is it because my computer is dying? Or
all right, well.
Screwed up, just a robot. Someone said, yeah, WTF Lindsay. Is this, but glad Rudo is telling us. I agree. Okay. They were just really good memes, Rudo. I just wanted to appreciate your work.
Thank you. You didn't show the one about you in this podcast, though. So
okay, I can show that one.
That's from my account, though.
Rudo drunkenly explaining memes would be an awesome, like, hilarious side segment for a ridiculous show.
All right, like, real talk, though.
I feel like we're gonna watch any of this game. This is
I don't think people understand that to be good at memeing actually takes a little bit of work. Like, I see all y'all out there posting those memes about me and just not sticking to the formats and not understanding. It needs work, all right? Step your game
here
up.
Here is the one that you made about me in this podcast.
Shout out to Allie putting up with us on the After Dark pods all the time. Because
the duck out in front of the arena.
Yeah, oh my god, dude, that statue is terrifying.
That shit was funny.
I don't know. I saw that and I was like, this is what nightmares are made of. Like that statue with its like half in the darkness. I don't even know.
I mean, I'm sure you guys talked about Ryan Graves this game, but we got like when his helmet came off, that was a little bit like, oh man, this guy's looking straight emo from the early 2000s right now. This is getting ridiculous.
You comparing him to a kid in an AFI show in 2001 was a little.
He looked my old roommate in college. He's my good friend. I don't know if he's still watching this. That's what he looked like in high school.
Yeah,
like that he was a big AFI fan, and it's just like, oof. Yeah, that's. I don't know if that look. I don't. I've said before. I think he needs a haircut. I'm not a big fan of the look, but some people like it. But
I made a meme about him too. P.S. Yeah. Go follow all of us on Twitter.
Yeah. We're all very funny. I assure you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to go about explaining memes. I'm not going to be explaining any memes on a podcast.
If
you see my Twitter, it's promoting the shows that I'm working on or just random things of DMVR. Fun jokes.
I totally forgot to promote the show tonight.
That's all right.
Great.
That's how thanks. Tonight has gone.
That's exactly the meme that Rudo made.
Yep.
I had to remind you guys. I didn't remind you guys about that one thing.
So normally we're on it, but tonight we were just fighting sleepiness.
Bunch of children on this podcast, basically. Allie's just our babysitter at this point.
A lot of people in the comments are like, the energy that the bar is bringing is like not matching the energy that you guys are at, and I apologize for that.
Well, when acquiring Patrick Nemeth is more exciting than an entire hockey game, then that's just what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's pretty true. Yeah. Go down to the bar if you want the hype show. And by the way, we'll be there for Sunday. We will be covering from the bar. We'll be live from the bar if you want to come hang out. Highly recommend.
Sunday's going to be a busy day. We've got Rockies.
I swear to God, if you bring up the Masters again.
We've got Nuggets. Okay, in the order, I think it's Nuggets, Avs. No, Nuggets, Rockies, Avs, the Masters.
Yeah, it's Championship
Sunday.
We're
doing a live show. We have a DMVR golf podcast, AJ, so we're going to promote it.
It's exciting stuff.
Why do you hate golf so much?
The walk down 18.
He was excited about the Masters.
So. I am. Dude, I love the Masters.
I've watched the Masters more years than not in my life, but trying to imagine like a live podcast about it.
It's a post game talking about what happens. Let our DMVR golf guys do what they got to do.
Yo, all respect to them.
Speaking of, there is a DNVR golf tournament coming up April 24th. There's going to be more information about it, but if you like golf and you live in Denver, come golf with us. I believe Rudo is going to be there.
Maybe. We'll see. I have to. I don't know. I have to buy.
There's no Avs game.
What day of the week is it?
Saturday.
She's trying to guilt both of you into that. I'll be in a hockey tournament, so I will not be there. I'm sorry.
Me too. I joined Evan's team.
Wow. Evan, what's the hockey league? Let me call him up real quick. Anyway.
Rudo and I are going to go and count the Corsi of Evan's tournament.
Perfect. We'll be the stat keepers.
We'll track scoring chances.
First post-COVID hockey tournament. I'm probably going to die at like halfway through the second game.
I am excited.
If I'm dying, you need to let me know so I can have somebody on deck to write grades for
AJ,
me.
AJ, you got grades tonight? Those are my last words.
I am excited, though. I might not make this tournament, but I know we're planning a lot of golf stuff this summer that I'm excited to jump into. So when you see the lefty shank and stuff, you know it's me.
Oh, you're a lefty?
Only my whole life.
Oh, okay.
At everything that I do.
Nice.
I guess I don't. Are you a proper Canadian hockey player and shoot left, or do you shoot right?
No, I shoot right.
Like an American. All right. Good to know.
What does that even mean? Yeah, Nathan MacKinnon's American.
So in Canada, it's traditional to teach your hockey players to use your strong hand high on the stick, is all.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's why there's...
As Jesse would say, the correct way.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Okay.
Which, there's some merit to it, because, you know, you spend a lot of time with one hand on the stick and whatnot, but...
Man, the last little... bit of this pod has been, yeah.
One hand on the stick, one hand on the Manscaped tool. All right.
Oh man.
Really? We're ending it that way. Okay.
Yeah, you should end it. This game didn't deserve a 50-minute podcast.
All right. On that note, we're going to get out of here. Thank you, everyone watching, listening, however you consume the pod. We appreciate all of you very, very much. Be sure to like and subscribe on the YouTube channel since we're back on our main channel now. Yeah. Lots of content for you, obviously. If you haven't checked out our trade deadline frenzy stuff, go check it out, even though like half of it just became irrelevant today.
Yep.
But that's okay.
A lot of it doesn't matter anymore. That's dope. Glad we did all that work.
One other thing, will be live probably for a couple hours on Monday morning. Just shooting it, talking about the trade deadline stuff that goes down.
So, yeah, probably talking about all the shit that goes down on the weekend.
Most likely, yeah. It might be a pretty slow Monday. But, yeah, should be a fun time. Hope to see you guys at the bar on Sunday. Until next time, have a great rest of your night.